Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Match Group, Inc., a leading provider of online dating services. Match Group operates some of the world's most popular dating platforms, including Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com. Known for its innovative approach to connecting people, Match Group has revolutionized the way people meet and form relationships. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the tech and social media sectors. Let's dive in.
Match Group has established itself as a dominant player in the online dating industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like confirmation bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in user engagement and product development strategies?
Confirmation bias plays a significant role in Match Group's decision-making, particularly in user engagement and product development strategies. This bias might lead the company to focus on data and feedback that supports their existing platform features and user experience, potentially overlooking signals that suggest the need for new innovations or changes. While this focus on reinforcing what works helps maintain user satisfaction and engagement, it may also limit Match Group's ability to introduce fresh ideas or appeal to new user segments who might be looking for different experiences. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Match Group might prioritize features and marketing strategies that are based on recent trends or highly visible user behaviors, potentially missing out on longer-term opportunities that are less obvious but could drive significant growth.
This focus on reinforcing successful features and responding to visible trends has helped Match Group build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent user growth and engagement in the tech sector.
Exactly. Match Group's emphasis on user satisfaction and trend responsiveness has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the online dating market. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new ways of engaging users to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in an increasingly dynamic social media and tech landscape.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Match Group, Inc. As a global provider of online dating services with a diverse user base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Match Group, given their role in connecting people from diverse backgrounds and communities around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing inclusive and culturally relevant dating platforms. A diverse workforce can help Match Group better understand the needs and preferences of different user demographics, leading to more effective and widely appealing product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like tech and social media, where understanding and addressing diverse user needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Match Group not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of users but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible technology. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Match Group operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving online dating market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Match Group's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the online dating sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with introducing new features and expanding into new markets. Confirmation bias might make Match Group more inclined to focus on enhancing their existing platforms, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasing. Influenced by digital transformation, user privacy concerns, and the demand for more personalized dating experiences, the availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize features and trends that are currently popular, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging dating technologies and user preferences.
This adaptability is key for Match Group, especially as they face competition from both traditional dating platforms and newer, more innovative apps. Their ability to innovate while maintaining user trust is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Match Group's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established platforms, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and users value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing user behaviors.
Now, let's compare Match Group, Inc. to other companies in the tech and social media sectors like Facebook, Meta, Bumble, and Twitter X. How do Match Group's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Match Group's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the tech and social media sectors such as Facebook, Meta, Bumble, and Twitter X, particularly in their approach to user engagement, platform development, and market adaptation. Match Group's emphasis on providing a variety of dating platforms appeals to investors looking for diversity in user engagement and revenue streams. Facebook Meta, known for its extensive social media network and focus on digital advertising, appeals to those interested in growth through large-scale user data and targeted marketing. Bumble, with its strong focus on women-led engagement and community building, offers a more niche approach to online dating, while Twitter X's emphasis on real-time communication and user interaction positions it as a leader in social media engagement. Match Group's focus on balancing platform diversity with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on existing platforms in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike Facebook, Meta, or Bumble, which have broader focuses on social networking or niche user engagement, Match Group's strength lies in its ability to maintain a diverse portfolio of dating platforms, which has allowed it to build a loyal user base across different demographics.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Match Group, the focus on platform diversity and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the tech and social media sectors.
To sum up, Match Group, Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their user engagement strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Match Group's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.